boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Let all your feet.
Bottom seven, meat of the order for New Munich. Randy, if the Streaks want to get into this thing, you got to get going with this guy right here.
This is where it's got to happen right now. Will Funk, they're going to need you and Ty Reller to start things.
First pitch to Funk is missing for a ball as Peyton Van Beck, much like last Sunday, Randy, just keeps doing his thing out there. Peyton he had a complete game shutout last week against Farming. Nine innings pitched last week, struck out eight. More the same from the lefty here today as the 2-0 offering to Funk. That's missing away. Now 3-0. It is Funk, Reller, and then Chad Funk for New Munich here in the seventh. 3-0 the count as Peyton Van Beck steps off the mound, settles himself. 3-0 pitch, high ball four, and Funk is aboard on a four-pitch walk.
Well, there you go.
It was either Socrates or Bruce Springsteen who once said, you can't start a fire without a spark. So Funk is aboard, and Reller into the batter's box. Ty had a huge weekend last weekend, Randy, but quiet thus far on state entrance Saturday.
You bet, 0 for 2 against Peyton.
First pitch to Reller on the corner for a strike. Ty taking the whole way after the four-pitch walk. It'll be the winner of this one taking on St. Martin coming up after this game. 40 minutes or so has been our allotted time. We've given the fantastic grounds crew here as a hitch bounce to third. Schamberg to second for one. Terrace relay to first. We'll get past Damer. Reller's going to take the turn. You can't assume the double play, right, so you wouldn't give an error, but you now will. That Reller ends up at second base on the air by the Charger second baseman.
Nice play by Eric Schamberg to get that lead man. And I don't know, Eric probably rushed throw just a little bit. Had he maybe taken just that extra split second, Kirby probably put a better throw over to Damer.
Eric Terrace rushing his throw. You have to be specific with your Erics out there. That'll bring Chad Funk to the plate. Second baseman trying to get the streaks on the scoreboard as he looks at a pitch in there for a strike. Funk didn't like that one. How's that pitch running into the zone? Reller at second base. One out. New Munich down to their finals. Eight outs all of a sudden here in the seventh inning. Peyton Van Beck ready. And the one-strike pitch, Funk fouls that off of Nathan Terrace, and the count will go to 0-2. Nathan wanted to grab the ball, so Chad kicked it. Nathan wanted to grab it again, so Chad kicked it again. Nathan finally just bullies him and pushes the smaller Chad Funk out of the way, and now they're got that cheese grin on their face. A lot of respect, and I mean, how many times do you think those guys have played each other over the years?
I'd say 100.
I mean,
yeah, really.
Three times, probably, for probably 20 years. That gets you to 50 right there.
Yeah. Exhibition games.
Exhibition games and stuff. So, as the two-strike pitch that missed apparently moves our count to 1-2. 1-2 to Chad Funk here. One down. Runner at second base is Ty Reller. 7-0. Spring Hill advantage here as this pitch popped up. Terrace will not have a play as he just watches it go out of play. Count now 1-2.
Again, between games this afternoon, normally on Saturday nights we have our Catholic Mass at 5:30. That will be heard between our ball games, between the end of this game and the start of the next.
1-2 the count. As this pitch hit on the ground towards second, Reller will advance to third. Terrace up with it. He flips over to Damer for 3 to retire Chad Funk for out number 2. And it'll be up to Logan Funk now for New Munich to notch the scoreboard here in the seventh. They've been watering the field between games, Randy. And even just like a step by Eric Terrace,
yeah,
kicks up some dust. Turn it into a cooker. As Funk, first pitch swinging, fouls it back to the netting. As Van Beck, done it all day. Getting ahead and staying ahead, Randy.
So I guess what determines the size of the dirt portion of that infield, Kirby? Can it be anything?
You know what's funny is there's times when I was managing for Richmond, as the one-strike pitch from Van Beck, that is lifted into left field, and the Silver Streaks have notched the scoreboard solid knock right there. Took that pitch down and away and just floated it to left to get on the board, Randy.
Logan Funk got a little inside-out swing there. Yep. Slaps it to left and coming across to score, Ty Reller.
So 7-1 our score now. And what I was saying is, like, if you look at some of the infields, like, say, for instance, the Spring Hill, you would look to where they're playing on the field and say, man, they're at the back of the infield, but I don't think that that's, like, the depth of where a Richmond or a St. Martin would have it. So I don't know that there is a template that you're supposed to follow. Every park is unique in its own sense. It's not football or basketball where you're playing with the same standard playing surface. Mm-hmm. It's however you make of it type of deal. First pitch missing for a ball to Joe Stengler. Streak's fighting a little bit right here as Van Beck's 1-0 pitch to Joe is in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Still no activity in that Spring Hill bullpen.
Seven to one. If you're just joining us, Spring Hill leading New Munich. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cold Spring.
1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch missing low. Now 2-1. That was the fifth hit for New Munich, Randy. That RBI single right there. As if you had five hits and you were out hit by two, you'd think you'd have a you'd think you'd have a closer ball game, not the case.
Like a 3-2 ball game or a 4-3 ball game. Yeah.
The air column, that's the difference right now. 2-1 the count to 3-1, excuse me, the count to Joe Stengler.
Umpire calls time.
So do you see these kids over there?
Oh yeah.
Where Sam Distel made that catch. They were kind of running on the field. Now they're getting a talking to from the base umpire. They were running on the field. Joe Stengler noticed it. Now the base umpire noticed it, and they're getting a dad voice from the who is on the bases today? Is that Dave Peterson? That's what it says.
Yep.
He had the plate in our first game. 3-1 the count. Peyton Van Beck. So sharp, but a little blemish here in the seventh as this pitch popped up fouling out of play over our head. We'll fill it up at 3-2, and that'll give Logan Funk a free head start at first base. 7-1 in favor of Spring Hill in this state tournament entrant game.
What's your pitch count have on Peyton, Kerb?
The payoff pitch. This is hit in the air to center field. Back goes Meyer. He's got it measured. He makes the catch for out number three. And that does it for Spring Hill in the seventh. That does it for New Munich, excuse me, in the seventh. They score one run on one hit. There were no Spring Hill errors. One runner left on base. We have played 7-1. The scoreboard now reads on to the eighth with Randy in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota and, of course, offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.
And welcome back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. You're listening to KASM Albany, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM. And you're picking up our game maybe on our stream at mychasm.com. Randy Rotstein with you, joined by my partner Kirby Hemish and Scott Stevens, producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany this afternoon. Top of the eighth inning for Spring Hill, and Luke Damer leads it off. Ground ball to Will Funk at short across the diamond and 6-3. On the putout of Mr. Damer, I'm going to bring Nathan Terrace to the plate. Damer had gone 1-for-3, now 1-for-4 on the afternoon, and Nathan Terrace, who was 2-for-3, his last two at-bats, he picked up two RBIs in the fifth and one more in the sixth, so 2-for-3 today and three RBIs.
Cap hunting, perhaps?
I think so. go along with his Randy bobblehead.
You know, I think we referenced it last week. He's got a little Ricky Henderson to him, where if his jersey's not dirty, he feels like he's not doing. He didn't play. He didn't participate in the game.
Yeah,
he is pigpen right now. That guy's filthy.
1-0 the count to Nate as he swings and misses strike one. 1-1 to the Charger catcher on deck, brother Eric Terrace. Ethan Boat's pitch inside, and the count at 2-1. Ethan Boat, the draftee from El Rosa, is pitching for New Munich this afternoon. And yes, Peyton Van Beck, the draftee from El Rosa, is pitching for Spring Hill. Ground ball, Caden Sandover at third, and Caden across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout to Reller at first.
That's where it's fun, where you get to, I mean, the teammate pitching against the teammate. That's where it would make it interesting.
Yep.
Go El Rosa, if you're AJ Hadley or anyone watching from El Rosa today.
Top of the order, Eric Terrace. Eric, a very unusual 0-for-4 day with a couple strikeouts. The first pitch, a swing and a miss to Eric, strike one. We're in the top of the eighth, a 7-1 Spring Hill lead. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count to Eric Terrace. And Ethan's pitch bouncing up to the plate. The count, one ball, two strikes. Absolutely beautiful afternoon for Region Baseball. This is the final weekend of Regions. Pitch outside. The count, two balls, two strikes. Tomorrow we'll have two more games. We'll get started at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and then a scheduled 1:30 game tomorrow.
Championship. And that's that, huh?
That's that.
Just like that.
The 2-2 pitch to Eric Terrace. High chopper to Sandover at third. Caden comes in on the grass, flips it across the diamond. Nice play by Caden. 5-3 in the putout. That'll do it for the Chargers in the eighth. And no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 7.5. It's Spring Hill 7 and New Munich 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Stony Creek Dairy is a 5-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these 5 generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their VAT pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Caden Sand will lead it off for the Silver Streaks here in the bottom of the eighth inning. They got some catching up to do, need 6 runs. They trail 7-1. Sand in the Hunter Rademacher spot. So the number 8 hitter, Jacob Hinnenkamp, the scheduled hitter. But is that going to be Jacob? Oh, yeah, it looks like him. There's a strike call to Caden. 0-1 to the senior-to-be at Albany High School this fall. And a Friday night strike to Caden at 0-2.
Can't quit it, huh? We have a defensive change for Spring Hill. Now in left field is Brent Terrace, moving to right field, Austin Shaneberg.
And Sam chases the Van Beck pitch outside, dropped by Terrace. He'll throw to first. And Sand out on the strikeout. Jacob Hinnenkamp to the plate. Jacob so far today 0-2. The Silver Streaks have scattered 5 hits. Logan Funk with 2. Joe Stangler has a hit. Chad Funk has a hit. There's a chopper to Eric Shaneberg at third. Eric has it come off of his glove, and everybody's safe, and that's going to be an error, I think, on Eric Schoenberg.
Not an easy play for Eric, but yes, an error on the scoreboard. Hit hard right there. Good barrel by Jacob Hinnenkamp. Back to the top of the order.
And Adam Stangler. Stangler stayed in the ball game for Carter Beer. Batted for him in the sixth. Fly ball to right field. And the first pitch ball to Adam.
Where'd that breeze go?
1-0. Kick the pitch by Van Beck. Stangler slaps a single to left field. And number nine and number one, all of a sudden, have a couple runners on for Nemunik here in the eighth inning and only one out.
Trailing by six, you're down to your final five outs. You got Stangler Funk coming up right here as we're going to see Gordon Barton come out of the dugout. Did Reverman ever start warming up?
No, he never started warming up again, but maybe Anthony's the type of pitcher, you warm up once and you're ready to go. He's going to take the ball from the young left-hander. So that'll be the afternoon for Peyton Van Beck as here comes Anthony Reverman on to try to get the final four outs of this ball game. The right-hander Reverman will give the Silver Streaks a different look. That's obvious, but what a great outing by Peyton Van Beck.
He was brilliant, Randy, and he stifled these bats throughout as they got a couple of hits here in the eighth and a couple in the seventh as well. As, I don't know, I mean, maybe ran out of a little gas. It's a hot day. It can't be too easy to be pitching that often out on the mound on a day like today, just baking in the sun. So nice work by Peyton Van Beck. If you hadn't already won a Chasm Hat, I'd say you'd be our leader in the clubhouse right now, but Randy and I have a strict no two hat policy. So nice job, Peyton, is all you're going to get from us.
I would say in every victory there's more than one star.
There you go. Like hockey.
Yeah.
If we had three stars of the game, three hats of the game.
Yeah. We'd have to ask for more money in our budget.
Our marketing budget is
our
not
marketing budget.
Not what it used to be.
Kirby and I make light of that.
We do. As Anthony Reverman is out of the dugout, finishing his warm-up pitches, Randy. And, you know, you do have the six-run lead, but this could that could evaporate awfully quick here today. It could evaporate like a sprinkler on a mid-August day.
Yeah, Nick Stangler's coming to the plate, and Will Funk will follow him. We know the quality of hitters those two are. Punch the ball pretty good. So Adam Stangler leads from first over at second base. Hunter Rademacher. Or make it Jacob Hinnenkamp. And on the mound, in relief, Mr. Anthony Reverman. Reverman's pitch, ground ball up the middle. Oh, it takes a Sunday hop for Jamie Terrace. He'll step on the bag. He'll go to first. Six unassisted, 6-3. And to the dugout, Nick Stangler went halfway down already. He knew it.
I mean, you come in, if you're Anthony Reverman, you throw one pitch, you get that candy hop to your shortstop with momentum going to the bag, and you throw it over to first. It's your day, Spring Hill.
Absolutely. No runs, a hit, one error, and one man left on base. We have played eight innings to the top of the ninth. We go 7-1. Spring Hill leading Nemunik. We're back in a minute.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
New pitcher on for Nemunik, Kirby, here in the ninth.
It is Jim Toole, number 19, comes into the game. He will be asked to keep it at a 7-1 game.
As he's facing Austin Schoenberg, and Austin at the plate, the count 0-2 now to Schoenberg. I don't know. Is that new right fielder, too? Is that like Keegan Stengler?
He came in last week. I can't see a number.
Yeah, I think it's number 34 down there.
Yeah, that would be him. That's what you see.
Yep. And a swing and a miss. Schoenberg's out on strikes as Jim Tool gets himself a strikeout here in the ninth. One down for the Chargers and to the plate, Jamie Terrace.
Jimmy just soft away right there to Schoenberg and Austin. Trying to barrel something up, unable to do so.
Tool, the third pitcher of the day for New Munich. And Jamie Terrace will take a strike called 0-1. Jim Tool, I know Kirby and I were just kind of debating last week. How old is Jim? How old is Jim? And then I had this kind lady. I do not know her name. She turned to me last week as I was walking down the steps and out of the park. Jim is 41.
That's good. They keep you in check, don't they?
One ball, two strikes. So I'm just passing word, Jim. I know Jim's going to probably listen to rebroadcast here and
call you out saying, yeah, what do you say my age for on the radio?
Jim's got his son as a bat boy. So see him down in the dugout. I had my game of the week over in New Munich here a few weeks back and sitting on dad's lap after the game. Enjoyed the game with dad.
Good place to raise a kid.
Yep.
You raised a couple at the ballpark.
Oh, man. Best days.
That's Donnie Heinen. You were moving Trent into college in 2000, or you had something going on.
Yeah. I had a wedding.
Yeah, as we see a fly ball to right. Keegan Stengler, he'll put that one away. I asked Donnie about kids at the ballpark, and you know, he raised two boys and a girl there, and he said it just like you said it. No better way to grow up. You know, you got kids to run around with. It's basically like a big jungle gym. You can go play over there, go play over there. You got candy pop and water to keep you fed, and
yep,
then you get to watch the best game around.
So two outs for the Chargers here in the ninth. We got a pinch hitter here.
Dylan Gertgen off the bench for Spring Hill.
Dylan Gertgen batting for
Anthony Reverman.
Anthony Reverman. So that must be the one switch you can do for Anthony.
Well, every starter can re-enter.
Yep. So the pitch to Gertgen away. Count one ball, one strike.
Reverman was 1-for-3 on the day with an RBI and a sack bunt.
Two outs pitch. Gertgen a swing and a miss. Strike two. Two outs. Nobody on for Spring Hill here in the ninth. They lead 7-1. Jim Tool's curveball and a swing and a miss. Nope. Foul tipped it, apparently. Gertgen foul tips.
Yeah, Stengler upset with himself that he didn't squeeze that one. That always made me laugh because
yeah,
if it didn't even get in there, what are you supposed to do? Catch it on the outside?
Brent Terrace on deck. This one on the ground slowly to third. Caden Sand comes in, and
nice
he
play.
Has been tough at third. 5-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Chargers in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We go to the bottom. Spring Hill leading 7-1 over to Munich. We're back in a minute.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
Well, we are three outs away from Region 15C, knowing who their four teams will be possibly in the state tournament. And it's Anthony Reverman who's got the task of getting those last three outs. for Spring Hill.
Chargers three outs away from the big dance.
Leading it off will be Will Funk. Will Funk, Ty Riller. As Funk drives this to left field, Brent Terrace by the light tower makes the catch for the out.
First pitch, six-run lead. Get that first out, Randy. That's where you get that exhale in the dugout. Exactly. Like, okay, now I feel better. We got one.
I'll bring left-hander Ty Riller to the plate. Ty looked dynamite today, Kirby, through those first four innings and then ran into some trouble in the fifth. Here's a ground ball to Eric Terrace at second. He'll field the two-hopper to Damer and two pitches, two outs.
I mean, you said it, though. He had walked Eric Schoenberg in the second inning. Three up, three down, first, third, fourth. He gets the first two outs of the fifth inning. Single, 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 air, hit by pitch, single, air. And that's the difference in the game right now, Randy. That five-run inning where, you know, there were some solid knocks to start, but you get those airs in there, just – things ballooned out of control for New Munich, and that kind of turned the corner for him.
Nolan Sandel pinch hit for Chad Funk, and Nolan rips a sharp single into right field for a base hit.
Three pitches thrown by Reverman this inning, Randy.
That'll bring Logan Funk to the plate. Logan with a 2-for-3 day going. Logan at the plate facing Anthony Reverman for the first time today. Reverman came on last inning in relief of starter Peyton Van Beck. And the pitch, Funk drills this to straightaway center field, but Owen Meyer hardly has to move. And the Chargers, they have punched their ticket to the state tournament. First time, a sixth time in history, Kirby, and first time in number of years.
What do we got? Let me think back. Is Spring Hill making state for first time since 2015, maybe? Right back here in Cold Spring, where they beat Sobieski?
Sobieski, possibly, you bet. For the Silver Streaks here in the ninth, no runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. Your final score today, it was Spring Hill 7 and New Munich 1 as the infamous Spring Hill Chargers siren is sounding here in Cold Spring this afternoon.
I'm happy for them, but they can shut that off already.
Yep, we can take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back and recap this one. Name our coveted Chasm Cap player of the game all in a minute on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo or Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
7-1 your final this afternoon. 7 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Spring Hill. They left 6. 1 run, 7 hits, 4 errors for the New Munich Silver Streaks. They left 5. The hit column even. The win will go to Peyton Van Beck. The draftee from El Rosa picks up the win for Spring Hill. The loss to starter Ty Reller for New Munich. And Spring Hill, St. Martin, now Kirby Hemish, your thoughts in this game? I mean, the hits call him even. Unreal.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice that. 7 apiece, but Air column, not even, and just a that was a big blow. The streaks took there in that fifth inning, just giving away those free outs. That that was tough on Spring Hill. But tip of the cap to the Chargers, Randy, as made. They had their two errors, but made the plays, and Peyton Van Beck got it done again. They're going dancing.
Baseball, game of breaks. Gotta take it when you get it, and that's what Spring Hill did in the fifth inning today. They took those five runs, and they expanded on a little bit, picking up a run in the sixth and seventh, and go on to that 7-1 victory. So we have determined our four teams in this year's state tournament. They include Luxembourg, Richmond, St. Martin, and Spring Hill.
We'll know who the four seed is in about 3.5 hours.
You got it.
So, Randy, I know we got to get that mask in. Why don't we name our Chasm Cap player of the game?
Yeah, the coveted Cap player of the game, Kirby. Well, we made the call in that fifth inning with two on and nobody in. The number nine hitter stepping to the plate, and he's got that karma for delivering in the crunch. And guess what? He delivered.
He stepped up again. Nathan Terrace, our Chasm Cap player of the game. You said it. Yeah, he's hitting ninth, but he's not, you know, really your nine hitter. Knocks that one in, has another RBI single the next inning in the sixth. He goes 2-for-4 on the day. Called a great game behind the plate, scored a run, and congratulations, Nathan. You get a new hat, and you get to go on Randy's Twitter.
Yep, and he gets to talk to Hall of Famer Herman Lensing down on the field right now. So.
Talk about a good Saturday.
Exactly. Nathan, we'll be down there, get your photo right away. Want to remind you, our Region 15C sponsors, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, on Highway 23 at Rich Spring Golf Course, IPM of Wade Park, Stony Creek Dairy, Liberty Electric, John Dole, Century 21, First Realtor, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie. The fine folks over at Corky's Bar in Richmond, where Corky's expecting his coveted Chasm hat. Freeport State Bank, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Albany Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance Agency, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, our coveted hat maker. Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry. Thank you, Cindy. Your nephews are going to state. Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Greenwall Pub, and El Rosa Lumber Company, our sponsors for Region 15C Baseball. So, Scott, we'll have you do that Catholic Mass, and our plans are to return here to the Chasm Airwaves right around 5:30 this afternoon, right after that Catholic Mass. So we're going to send it back to you. Your final score again, Spring Hill 7 and New Munich 1. It's all yours, Scott.